Boker Tov, everyone. It is Wednesday morning, and we're back with some Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are up to Perek Chaf Tes, Halacha Gimel, Chapter 29, Halacha 3 on Monday. We began this chapter discussing the laws of Midos, of character traits and personality, how one should act and behave. And the Kitzur basically described and outlined how everybody's really born very differently. Everybody has different inclinations and different natures. And for most Midos, for most character traits, the path that we're aiming for is the middle path. Not too extreme towards one side or the other. But I mentioned on Monday that there are two exceptions to this rule, and we're going to learn both of them, God willing, today. Once again, our learning today should be Refuah Shleima for Pinchas Eliyahu ben Rachel. Halacha Gimel, Haga'ava hi mida ra'a me'od. Haughtiness, arrogance, is a very, very bad character trait. V'asur la'adam linhog ba'afilu b'mu'ad. And a person is forbidden from behaving arrogantly, even just a little. This is not one of those character traits where we're aiming for the middle, but we are aiming for the extreme, to rid ourselves of arrogance completely or as much as possible. A person should accustom himself to acting humbly and modestly, like our rabbis commanded. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches that a person should be very, very humble, not just very humble, very, very, me'od. How does a person train himself or accustom himself to acting and feeling humble? Kol dvarecha yihu benachas. All of your words should be spoken softly and calmly. Roshcha kafuf. Your head bowed slightly, not walking with your head held so high. Einecha yabitu lamata v'libcha lamali. Your eyes looking a little bit downwards and your heart reaching upwards. V'chol adam yehe chashuv be'einecha shehu gadol mimcha. And you should perceive and imagine or really understand and believe that everybody you encounter is greater than you or has greatnesses that you don't have. Imhu Talmud Chacham Yosir Mimcha. If he's a greater Talmud Chacham, he's a greater Torah scholar than you, Haratim Echuyev L'Chabdil, then certainly you are obligated to show him respect. V'cheinimhu Ashir Mimcha. If he's not a greater Talmud Chacham than you, but he's more wealthy than you, Gamkin Talmud Echuyev L'Chabdil, we are still obligated to honor him for his wealth. K'dimatzinu Rebbe Yahim Echabid Ashirim, like the Gemara says, Rebbe would honor those who were blessed with wealth. V'tachshov Bioski Hashem Yisparach Nasan La'osher. And you should think to yourself that the fact that Hashem blessed this person with wealth, mistama ra'i l'kach, presumably he is worthy of it, and he earned it, he merited it. We don't know whether that's completely true or not, or whether why Hashem gives anyone anything, but we might as well assume the best, that the people around us are great, wonderful tzaddikim. V'im hu katan mimcha b'chach mo b'osher, if you meet someone who is smaller than you, both in wisdom and in wealth, tachshov ki yosir tzaddik mimcha, then assume that he is a greater tzaddik than you, that he's more righteous. And especially because ki hu im over is avera, if he makes a mistake and violates a sin, nechshav kishogig v'anus, it's probably just an accident or something he didn't know. But you know better because you're the great Talmud Chacham here. So if you violate an avera, then it's more purposeful. Im ko tachshav tamid, if this is how we can train ourselves to always think, to always see the best in other people, to always see their greatness, to always understand and assume that there's a part of them that is greater than anything that we have, then you won't even be able to be arrogant or haughty, and it will be good for you. To always see the best in other people will help keep you and I and all of us humble as we should be. Continuing to Halacha Daled, what is the other character trait, leaving you in suspense, that we are not supposed to aim for the middle path, rather to the extreme? V'chein ha-ka'as himida ra'a ma'od, anger is the second very bad character trait. And it's appropriate that a person should distance himself from anger very much so. Not in the middle. Not that I don't always get angry, I just sometimes get angry. We should train ourselves to never feel angry. And I should train myself, accustom myself to not even get angry, even about something that really is justifiably angering, something that it makes sense to get angry over. Don't feel anger over it. So if a person needs to demonstrate some type of almost perceived anger or awe to teach a lesson to the people in his house, to his children, sometimes you need to show anger or demonstrate anger to a child so they see how serious something is. Show yourself as if you are angry in order to teach them. Let them believe that you are angry. But inside, in yourself, you know that you are still calm, rational thinking and doing this for a specific purpose, but not feeling the anger or rage bubble up inside of you. Amar le Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda achua de Rav Sala Chasida. The Gemara says that Eliyahu Anavi said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala Chasida, very simple advice. Lo sirtach velo sechte. Don't get angry and you won't sin. Lo sirve velo sechte. Don't drink too much wine and you won't sin. Those were his two pieces of advice. If you stay away from anger and stay away from indulging in too much alcohol, you will prevent yourselves. You will prevent yourself from many, many sins. Od Amar Rabbi Sina Zichrono Berecha. Chazal, our sages, teach us further. Kol HaKoes Ki'ilu Oved Avodas Elilim. The Gemara says that one who gets angry, it's as if he has worshipped idols. V'chol Mine Gehenim Sholtim Bo. And all different forms of Gehenim could begin to rule over him. Shenemar V'Haser Ka'as Milibecha. As the Pasuk says, remove anger from your heart, V'Haver Ra'ami B'Sarecha. And you will remove badness from your flesh. Ve'in Ra'a Ela Gehenim Ra'a. Badness. Doesn't just mean something bad, but it refers to Gehenim, Shenar, V'gam, Rashal, Yom Ra'ah. As the Pasuk says, a wicked person on a bad day, a reference to Gehenim. Some explain that this Gemara doesn't just mean that if you get angry, it's as if you worshipped Avodah Zarah, but if you're getting angry, then it will lead you to something so extreme, almost Avodah Zarah. If you lose control of your faculties and you begin thinking irrationally, who knows, God forbid, what can come next? We can only imagine. Ki'ilu Oved Avodas Kochavim. People who are getting angry, their life is not even a real life. And therefore, we are commanded to distance ourselves from anger, even from things that really seem justifiably, reasonably angering. We should train ourselves to not feel anger even then. And this is the best way, and this is the way of the righteous. Sheim aluvim ve'inam olvim, the Gemara says, that righteous people get insulted and they don't need to punch back. They don't need to insult back. They don't need to attack back. Shomin cherpasam ve'inam mashivim, they can hear their own disgrace or dishonor and they don't need to answer. Usin me'avu smechem bi'isurim, they continue to live and act out of love. They even find joy in their suffering and in their struggle. They don't get angry or fight back. Aleim akasuv omer, these types of righteous people, about that the Pasuk says, they are so beloved by Hashem, they shine bright like the sun in midday in all of its strength. Kitzur is teaching us that even though for most mitos and most character traits we aim for the middle path, when it comes to arrogance, we try to erase it completely, try to live lives of humility. When it comes to anger, we try to rid ourselves completely and live life rationally with a calm mind. And even in those rare instances where we need to demonstrate anger, inside we still feel together and we still feel calm. This is the way of the righteous. Have a wonderful day.